Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, here interviewing Nick Buchanan. How's it going, Nick?
It's going great. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. And we're excited to learn more about your work. So talk about what you do.
Yeah, so I'm a master's student in the Environmental Science Department here at the U of A. And my project's looking specifically at mine waste from the Superfund site up in Central Arizona. And so I'm looking at kind of the chemistry of the mine waste. And specifically what I'm looking at is how the chemistry changes over the course of an experiment where plants were forced to grow on them. And so what we kind of want to look at through the scope of the chemistry is how toxicity changes. And we want to know if perhaps the plant growth has some kind of mechanism that can detoxify the mine tailings or even make them more toxic.
Are you in a lab?
Yeah, so okay. So we're actually using mesocosms, which I like this big scientific word. And it's basically just a giant barrel. And we fill them with mine tailings and we put compost and flowed water through them. And we really force the plants to grow on them because, you know, normally they're barren and nothing could survive on them. But we force these plants to grow in these giant barrels and did it in a greenhouse and watched it over the course of a couple months.
And so you're looking at how the plants change the soil chemistry over time?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are some observations you have made so far, or are you at that point in the study?
One thing that we noticed is that the compost has a big effect on the mine waste. And especially when the compost acts like a sponge almost, that can kind of soak up some of the toxic materials like zinc and lead.
Okay.
And kind of keep it in a very exposable fraction. Compost, kind of how it is as organic material, works really like a sponge in that it can soak up this mine waste and kind of change what chemical bonds hold the toxic material to the mine waste.
What made you decide to do the master's program?
Well, I worked here at the U of A and in the lab with Dr. Chorover as an undergrad, and my project still had a ton of work to do by the time I was done, so I had this option to keep going along with the master's program, so I decided to do it.
What do you like about the work?
It's a lot of fun. I like the teamwork. You know, I like to be part of a group, and we're all we're doing similar work, and we're all trying to answer similar questions.
Okay. Do you have any plans beyond the master's?
Well, I'd like to, in the short term, go live in the mountains for a bit. I guess ski bumming would be the word.
Ooh, there you go.
After that, I really kind of want to do state environmental regulation.
So, Nick, do you like music? You're on KXCI, so, they kind of like it.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm looking at all these records. These are awesome. But I guess mostly I'm into rap music, jazz rap specifically.
Jazz rap, yeah.
Yeah, it's this kind of niche genre that's it's jazz-influenced rap music. And it's really cool because it kind of uses the jazz background but adds a more artistic approach to rap too, because, you know, jazz is really artistic and virtuosic.
Nice.
And then the rappers kind of take that energy and put it into how they're rapping and stuff.
Is there a particular artist that you're listening to more now?
Yeah, so I mean, the Roots one of my
favorites.
They're really good. Kendrick Lamar, had a lot of jazz influence in the past few albums, so that's kind of how it's been. And the Far Side is really good from the 90s.
Yeah. Fascinating work, and I do believe you will be changing environmental policy for the better. Thanks so much, Nick.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.